think? That's what we got to find out.
That's
maybe he has
he's
an
the
answer.
Guy, though.
Yeah,
he
maybe
knows.
He has an answer.
He knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Chip McCabe. I like that name. Sounds like a football player. Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District, and he does a good job. Chip, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good,
well,
Chip. Good.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. So Halloween coming up. Now, I have friends of mine, honestly, Chip, who one particular woman friend that I used to work with in this business, a couple actually, and I know you know people like this probably, who live for Halloween. I actually know people. It's like their favorite, I don't know what you call it, a holiday. It's their favorite time of the year. They really get into this. I know you know people like that. So what do we have as far as Halloween-themed events?
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, if I could take a second and talk about, for those people, because I know a lot of them,
yeah,
the cemeteries that we have here in Hartford. And yeah, I'm going to segue into events in a second, but we've got three cemeteries in particular that if you've never been to, now is the time of year to go, if not just for the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Old North Cemetery, there's the ancient burying ground right here in downtown Hartford, and then there's Cedar Hill Cemetery, which a lot of famous residents are in right now. All three of those cemeteries are absolutely gorgeous. And if you are that type of person who loves Halloween, this is the time of year to get out there and take a tour.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And the Mark Twain House, too, I understand.
Correct, yeah. The Mark Twain House does graveyard shift ghost tours.
Ooh.
And there's actually one tonight at 6 p.m. And they do these, you know, a couple times a month. And you can tour. It's from like 6 to 9 p.m., and you get a guided tour to talk about all of the ghosts that may or may not be living in the Mark Twain House.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there may be some spirits left over there.
There may be. I mean, Mark Twain was a pretty funny guy. It would be just like him to still be haunting around the place.
I did one of my shows one time from the Mark Twain House, and the Halloween, it was unbelievable. It was just, you know, what you would think it would be.
Absolutely. And to talk about the Cedar Hill Cemetery, next Friday, the 26th, they host what's called a Hallowed History Lantern Tour.
Yeah.
And again, it's in the evening. You get a guided tour where they bring you around the cemetery to talk about some famous and infamous folks who spent their time here on Earth in Hartford and are now buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery. So
how about a couple of
historical Halloween events?
How about a couple of names, Chip?
Yeah.
People who might not be familiar with the fact of who's buried in Cedar Hill and Old North Cemetery. Do you have a name or two you could toss at us?
Well, Katharine Hepburn is buried in Cedar Hill Cemetery.
Right.
And there's also some folks like Samuel Colt.
Oh, there you go.
Horace Wells. Some founding fathers of Hartford are all buried in the ancient burying ground right in downtown Hartford. So the history is pretty rich in all of these cemeteries.
Interesting. I did not
know
that.
How did you, you know something, and I have to compliment you, Chip, because since you guys started doing all of these things that you are doing, Hartford, and I'm a big fan of Hartford's, Hartford is really starting to come alive. It truly, truly is. With new people, with younger folks, and you can see what the future is going to be like. It's going to be something that we haven't experienced yet, but we will. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we did a lot of these music series and things in the warm weather months outside, and we got such great feedback on them and such great attendance that we're actually going to be moving some of these series indoors in the winter months. We're going to be in places like the City Place One lobby, the train station, anywhere where we can set up and do, you know, live music or meditation classes or whatever we want to do. We've got some great property owners downtown who believe in that vision that you're talking about and are looking to sort of build more entertainment for downtown Hartford.
So these events have become popular enough in the outdoor venues and the previous venues that for good reasons you've got to move them inside.
Correct. Yeah, usually, you know, last year we just kind of went dormant in the winter months, as most of us do. You know, but we decided that there's a lot of really cool indoor spaces that we can activate with some of this programming, and why not?
Cool. Yes, you mentioned one, City Place. The lobby there is a beautiful area. So why not put it to use? Great. All right, Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing for the Hartford Business Improvement District. A lot of upcoming Halloween-themed events. And, Chip, thanks for mentioning the Old North Cemetery tours and the Cedar Hill Cemetery tours. I had no idea. And I had no idea of who was buried there either. It's pretty cool stuff.
It's beautiful. And go now when the leaves are starting to change. You will not regret it. It's gorgeous.
And, Chip, you know, and I said this when you were with us before, that when you have things like this, what Paul and I are trying to do is to really get the folks out to know what's happening in Hartford. There are many people that don't know what's going on in Hartford, and there's a lot going on, but you got to get out there. So any time that you need some help and have these things that are going down, we want to know about it.
Absolutely. And Hartford.com, everything that I just mentioned is up on our events calendar. We keep that thing as up to date as we can get it, so make sure you visit Hartford.com and you can get all that info anytime you want.
All right. Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. Thanks for joining Brad and I. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. You know, he mentioned the cemeteries.
Yes.
And about the foliage in the cemetery. And that brought something to mind immediately. I have a woman I used to work with at another job, but she was a pretty good amateur photographer. She used to sell pictures and had her stuff in a bunch of publications. One of her favorite things to do, and I didn't know, and I've kind of dabbled in photography over the years, one of her favorite things to do, Brad, believe it or not, and she would show me her online stuff, was photograph cemeteries.
Really?
Yes. And she would show me, and I was able to kind of appreciate it because I've had a number of cameras over the years, and I've dabbled in it. My son's pretty good, too. But, yeah, she said to me, she goes, you find some of the most beautiful foliage and scenes, even among the headstones. She said yes, and she showed me her stuff, and she's photographed cemeteries all across New England. And
wow.
She actually, yeah. So when he mentioned that, it was interesting to go see the foliage in the cemetery. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of creeped out a little bit, but, you know, go during the day on a nice day. You don't go at night, you know. And the one thing, Brad, about old places like the Old North and Cedar Hill Cemetery, or when I'm on my trips going places, you know, you drive by these cemeteries where the headstones are so old, and you look back at these names and the burial dates, 16-something, 17-something. And I often wonder, what did that person do for a living? What was their life like?